Newly minted Honolulu Police Chief Susan Ballard takes office today amid promises of reform for the troubled department, saying, quote, "We need to move away from the warrior mentality and more to the guardian mentality." She was appointed by the four-member Honolulu Police Commission, a body that has come under fire during the time the federal investigation into former Chief Kealoha and his wife, a city prosecutor, has roiled the department. Federal Public Defender Alexander Silvert, whose defense of Catherine Kealoha's uncle, Gerard Peruana, has led to the federal investigation of the Kealohas, has been an outspoken critic of the commission and its selection process. He's on the line to offer his perspective. Good morning. Thanks for talking with us.
Good morning.
How did all this come to your attention? What was the start of your involvement with this case?
Well, Mr. Peruana was charged with a federal crime of stealing the mailbox, and that's how my office, the Federal Public Defender's Office, became involved. And then we started investigating the case, and quickly as we looked at the evidence, it became very apparent that there was something seriously wrong with the charges and with the evidence that it produced against them.
And so what steps did you take?
Well, initially we investigated and we prepared for trial. We then, of course, went to trial, which ended up in a very quick and unexpected mistrial, which I contended at the time and still do was an intentional mistrial caused by the witness at the time. And after that, we then met with U.S. attorneys and presented the evidence we had uncovered to them and asked them to refer the case to the FBI for further investigation.
One of the things that was striking, and this has led to your questioning the operations and being critical of the Honolulu Police Commission, and one of the things that was striking to me about the commissioner's comments on the newly appointed chief was how much implied acknowledgement of past troubles there was in their welcoming the new chief in, you know, by basically saying this is a very troubled department, yeah?
Yes, I mean, even before our case, and as our case was going on, there were issues that were in the press about domestic abuse that was being overlooked by the department, by its own officers, you know, violent arrests of citizens who were assaulted when they were arrested, a gambling case where false evidence was presented to the grand jury. This is just only recent in things that had been happening while our case was going on. So there is a long history of problems with the HPD. The police commission is supposed to be the independent oversight commission to see that those problems are addressed and don't happen. And my concern from what I was seeing in the process was that people were silent. The commission refused to investigate. They really didn't seem to have an interest in performing their job. And there was absolutely, it seemed to me, a complete lack of oversight of HPD, which is what led to what happened in this case.
Well, the comments that are quoted today from the commissioners do make you wonder why they weren't talking about this before the appointment of a new chief, yeah?
Absolutely. No one had ever reached out from the commission to me or to anyone else who knew what was going on. They never wanted to talk to us. They just talked to the chief at the time and took his word that everything was fine. They did not look at the accusations that were being made. They looked the other way, in fact. So to me, that's totally irresponsible. And if they're going to be the committee that oversees HPD and then they're not doing anything, then who is?
Well, the rationale for the police commission is civilian oversight, right?
Right, but and that's fine, and I'm all for that. But it has to be oversight. They actually have to do something. It has to be meaningful. It has to, and people need to be on the commission who know what they're doing, who know law enforcement, know the law, and can actually make the proper investigation and inquiry so that they can do their job. If you put people on the commission who don't, they may be great people. They may be good-hearted, but they don't know the questions to ask. They don't know where to look, and therefore they can't do their job.
Has there been a circle the wagons mentality in HPD and the commission, kind of a shared circle the wagons mentality?
I believe there has been, and I'm greatly concerned with some of the statements that were made, particularly at the press conference. You know, when things like this happen, the powers that be in bureaucracy like to say, you know, this was a horrible thing, a few bad apples, it's a cancer, we've cut them out, we're going to move forward.
Let's move on, yeah.
Exactly, and that's what I was hearing at the press conference. And that, you know, look, we're all moving forward. Time doesn't stop, so
yeah.
That's kind of meaningless.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, you have to look at the events that have occurred that led up to what happened here and examine it and correct it. You can't just move forward. This is systemic. It's systemic in HPD. It is a problem with the Oversight Committee and how it's their performance is. We need to look at what happened and change things. Now, the new chief seems to be saying the right things and seems to want to make things better. But we can't do that if we put our heads in the sand and don't examine critically what has happened and fix it.
You've called for a complete restructure. Before this appointment, you were saying the commission should basically, everyone should recuse him or herself and start over, yeah?
Well, there were three commissioners that I was singling out because they had been on the commission when Chief Kaloa was appointed.
Mm-hmm.
They had renewed his contract a year early than it was necessary to do. They had given him the highest marks throughout his tenure. They refused to investigate anything when these allegations came up 2-3 years ago. And then they paid him $250,000 to retire rather than investigate and fire him for cause. To me, those people who were involved in that process should not be the people we want selecting a new chief. That was my concern.
Well, here's a statement from the new chief. We're going to, and the phrase moving forward recurs again and again in the talking points they used in yesterday's news conference. We're going to move forward with integrity. We're going to move forward with ethics. We're going to move forward with collaboration with the public and the police department. By implication, that says that integrity, ethics, and collaboration have been coming up short in recent years. It's the whole thing with in among the move forward rhetoric. There's an awful lot of acknowledgement of the problems that have been around for 2-3 years, as you said.
Right. I mean, it seemed from what I was able to see and from what police officers have said, you know, not only now Chief Ballard or soon to be, but also Officer Santiago, who I have to say deserves a lot of credit speaking out as a current police officer, that the HPD became a police force that was an old boy police force. We lost the professionalism, and it became one of those police forces where if you were with the chief, you were with him, and you got rewarded. If you were against him, then you got punished. That kind of autocracy in a police department doesn't foster integrity or ethics. So it seems like the new chief understands that and hopefully will put back into place a system where you earn your position and there isn't ramifications, you know, if you're not with the chief, so to speak.
One of the comments made by one of her fellow officers was that morale improved 100% when she took office, or when she will take office. She still has a couple of medical and psychological tests to go through, but the statement that morale has gone up, have you gotten a sense that morale has been pretty low the last couple of years?
I have, from the things I've read and the officers I've talked to, I have. You know, it's sad because these are the people who protect us and they do a tough job, and you know, we want them to do it well and to be rewarded for that. But there's a lot of problems. They recognize it. They've been under a cloud. And, the cloud is not lifted yet. There's much more to come out of this investigation and many more things that are going to come out. So we're not through this part of it yet. But I'm really hoping that this is an opportunity, a unique opportunity in Hawaii law enforcement and Hawaii government to make a change, to look at what happened and make a real change rather than just say platitudes and move on. One of the things I'm really hoping is that the politicians of this state get involved and speak out. You know, silence is complicity. And there's been a remarkable silence from the politicians over the last week or two. And they need to get involved. They need to speak out. They need to create real oversight committees to make effective change. We can't leave it up to the new chief alone. That's not enough.
Well, we'll just have to see how that plays out. And I really thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
You're welcome.
Alexander Silvert is an attorney with the Hawaii Federal Public Defender's Office.